two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It is 72 degrees.
Traffic looking good on our freeways right now, despite crashes. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, a new poll shows most Utahns do trust the vote-by-mail system as a federal judge orders recent changes at the Postal Service to be rolled back.
Vote-by-mail. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas, who reports experience with voting by mail may be the reason most Utahns support it.
75% of those who have voted by mail say they're confident their ballots were handled properly. But in the poll conducted by the Deseret News and the Hinckley Institute of Politics, 4% said they didn't think so. 21% weren't sure. About 8 in 10 Democrats said they trust the Postal Service to deliver their ballots on time, but only 56% of Republicans in the poll said the same thing. State Elections Director Justin Lee says he's pleased with the poll results. He says most Utahns have already used the vote-by-mail system. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
The live team coverage on mail-in voting continues with Sean Michael Lyle now at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, a federal judge in Yakima, Washington, orders the U.S. Postal Service to halt all cost-cutting measures that a lawsuit claims could slow election mail. Governor Jay Inslee.
We are joined by 13 other states in this crucial move to defend American democracy.
The judge ruled the measures were politically motivated, but Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says they're intended to save the financially struggling service. President Trump's ordering a ban on TikTok and WeChat starting Sunday. White House advisor Peter Navarro.
The Chinese Communist Party can use these apps to engage in information warfare.
Downloads of the social media apps will no longer be available in the U.S. The ban adds pressure to complete a sale to a U.S. company. President Trump had about 5,000 supporters packed together in a small central Wisconsin town last night for a rally.
Biden wants to surrender our country to the violent left-wing mob.
Meanwhile, the former vice president was at a CNN town hall in Pennsylvania saying he supports police but favors reform. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Utah's 2020 school year.
A Corner Canyon high school teacher is in the hospital after contracting COVID-19. Her daughter believes the school should close.
I haven't stopped crying since. I pray with everything inside of me that she's going to pull through. I don't care if you're not religious. I don't care if whatever, like, just pray. We just need her. Corner Candy needs her. I need her.
500 students are in quarantine and 40 others have tested positive at Corner Canyon High.
The investigation into an officer-involved shooting continues this morning in Holladay. Elijah Flax witnessed it yesterday near 45th South and 23rd East.
He just rips it through the light while it's red, and I was like, what's happening?
He tells KSL that when the motorcycle was hit by a pickup truck.
Holy crap. He gets hit and then starts running.
When a nearby police officer went to investigate, Flax says the man pointed a gun and the officer shot him. There's been no word on the man's condition or why he ran in the first place.
We have more details about a protest in front of the West Valley Police Station that started out peaceful but then turned violent.
A Provo man, 44-year-old Randall Craig Schroerlock, was cited for investigation of 4 counts of assault and 1 count of disorderly conduct for what police say they initially believe was brandishing some sort of weapon, possibly a taser, and police say he pepper sprayed some protesters. But he was not taken to jail. Police making it a point not to take anyone into custody pending a full investigation. 3 groups showed up, including Black Lives Matter, Utah Citizens Alarm, and Civilized Awakening. There were no serious injuries from the scuffle between groups. One man was taken to the hospital and treated for an asthma attack. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Temperatures along the Wasatch Front today will be near 90, but then a cold front moves in, dropping the temperatures and clearing out our air.
It is looking a little better with some improvement on Saturday afternoon. Only a slight chance of showers at that point, but the rain's going to be more likely in the morning hours tomorrow with this storm system. Again, we're more likely to clear out in the afternoon tomorrow. And then Sunday is looking great. A sunny day, cool morning.
Grant says our highs over the weekend are only going to be in the 70s.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.